The judges have decided. The prize money is ready. 1 million naira. There's only one question left, Lagos. Are you, the audience, ready? It's the August edition of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament.
In Mary's research, Nigeria sets out an increasing number of skilled workers.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Join me from August 8th as the best student debaters go head to head.
There are different safety measures that Okada riders do flood.
Weekdays at 4 on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM. This tournament is supported by Webster University, RLG Communications, obiwizi.com, Booker Hot, and Storm Body Spray.
Welcome to day 2 of the round of 16. We saw our first 4 debaters go head to head. Fabian Chibundu and Praise Onuchi made it to the quarterfinal. Today we're going to hear 4 more debaters in 2 more matches fighting for a chance to join them. Win or go home. 8 round of 16 matches, 4 quarterfinals, 2 semifinals, 1 third place match, 1 final, 1 winner, 1 million naira. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. This is Nigeria Info 99.3, and that 1 million naira prize is up for grabs as usual. A big thank you to all our sponsors and partners who have made I Beg to Differ happen. Webster University Ghana is our prize sponsor. Webster University gives you the opportunity to start your college education in Ghana and then finish in the US or Europe or Asia. They also offer all kinds of scholarships. If you are interested in getting admission, give them a call on 091-223-74818. You already know that the winner gets 1 million naira. But that's not the only prize up for grabs. Webster University Ghana is also giving the runner-up 500,000 naira. And 250,000 naira for the second runner-up. Obiwizi.com has prizes for the top 3 finishers. They're giving the winner a laptop, and the runner-up gets a Galaxy tablet. The second runner-up gets a JBL Flip speaker. All 3 finishers get smartwatches as well from Obiwizi.com. Visit Obiwizi.com and find out all you need to know about buying a brand new device, a good as new device, and they also offer after sales care. And all 4 semi-finalists will walk away with a tablet from RLG. RLG Communications is a Nigerian original equipment manufacturer. They produce desktop computers, laptops, decoders, smart electric meters, power banks, and yes, tablets as well. And all our contestants are getting a goodie bag from Storm Body Spray. So you are in a superstore or in a supermarket, and you're looking at getting a body mist or getting a body spray or getting a body scrub or aftershave. Look out for Storm Body Spray. A big thank you to them for partnering with us on this tournament. And thank you to our hospitality partner as well, Booker Hot. They're making sure that each debater is well fed by the end of this debate. Now that you've heard from all of our, from all of our sponsors and partners, let's meet our contestants. Let's debate. Our first debater is our number 15 seed. She's a 15-year-old SS2 student at the International School, University of Lagos. You met her last week when she earned the 15th spot. Stephanie Ame, welcome to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you, Ma.
Our second debater is our number 2 seed. He's a 16-year-old SS3 student at Awori Ajeremi Senior Grammar School. We met this contender in March. He got all the way to the quarterfinals and was knocked out by Deborah Pamzat. Clement Brimo, good to see you. Welcome back to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you, Ma.
All right. The contestants have been told the rules. But here they are again. For the benefit of those who are just tuning in, you will each first get 3 minutes to present your positions. And then you will each get another 2 minutes in the rebuttal round to address the points that your opponent made. Remember, this is not the playoffs. This is the main event. And that means no do-overs if you make an error. The clock is the clock. Our panel of judges joining us from all over the world will score both rounds based on number, quality, and originality of unique points made. If you repeat a point, your score will not increase. Clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation will earn you points for style. If you want to win your round, you have to address your opponent's points. The strength of your rebuttal of each point will determine how much you score. If your scores are tied, there will be a tiebreaker round. You will switch sides. You will have 3 minutes to debate in favor of your opponent's position. You'll be scored for all new points that you make, which were missed by your opponent, and for new rebuttals to the points that you made earlier on. Stephanie and Brimo, you both know your topic. Nigeria should allow diaspora voting. Am I right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Now let's decide who supports and who opposes. I've got a coin to decide this. Clement, as our number two seed, you're going to choose either heads or tails. If the coin lands on the one you choose, you'll support the motion. If it lands on the other side, you'll oppose the motion. Are you ready?
Yes.
And I toss. Call it.
Heads.
Heads it is. All right. So we have Clement Brimo supporting that Nigeria should allow diaspora voting. Okay. Time for round one, the presentation round. But before we start, we'll take a break. And when we come back from this break, you'll hear from our motion supporter, Clement Brimo. And then you'll hear from our motion opposer, Stephanie Ame. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Thank you for tuning in for today's round of 16 match in their Beg to Differ debate tournament. Don't go away.
Hey, Ben, Mr. Study Abroad, welcome back.
Thanks, Monet. I missed Accra, but I'll never forget the canals of the Netherlands and beautiful St. Louis in the U.S. I really feel like a global citizen.
That's the Webster Advantage, a quality American degree, small class sizes, top-notch campus facilities, and the chance to spend up to a school year in the U.S., Europe, or Asia.
Apply now to become a Webster University student for undergraduate studies or to pursue a master's program.
Call 0912-237-4818 and visit webster.edu.gh today.
Thank you again to Webster University for supporting I Beg to Differ with the prize money. They're going to make sure that whoever makes it to the final and wins walks away with 1 million naira. It's time now for the presentation round. Mr. Clement Brimo is our second seed, our number two seed, 16 years old in SS3 at Awori Ajeromi Senior Grammar School. Your 3 minutes start now.
The process whereby people far from their original homelands are allowed to partake in the electing of representatives of a state or country. Barack Obama said, and I quote, "There is no such thing as a vote that doesn't matter," end of quote. Good day, honorable adjudicators, moderator, accurate timekeeper, code beta, and my lovely audience. I am Brimo Clement, a representative of Awori Ajeromi Senior Grammar School, Education District 5. I support the motion which states Nigeria should allow diaspora voting. Firstly, voting is a fundamental human right. Under the Nigerian Constitution of 1999 and the Electoral Act of 2010, all Nigerians above the age of 18 have the right to vote. This should apply to both homeland residents and citizens in diaspora. Not allowing Nigerians in diaspora to vote is simply disenfranchisement. Secondly, patriotism. Nigerians in diaspora should be allowed to engage in voting because it is their show of vigorous support for their country and they should not be hindered from voting. It will also enhance national integrity. Also, according to the GuardianNG.com, Nigerians in diaspora increased our GDP in 2018 by 6.1%. by sending in remittance and cash flow. The least the Nigerian government should do in appreciation of this act is to grant the bill enabling diaspora voting. Furthermore, it promotes political participation. The right to vote complements political participation, and the Nigerians abroad should not be exempted from the politics of their country. Moreover, most voters on on-site voting focuses on the candidate's personality and status. This might not just be the case of the Nigerians in diaspora. However, since voting is a human right, it should be exercised fully by the Nigerians in diaspora. If not, this might cause protests by the Nigerians in diaspora. Moving on, bribing Nigerians in diaspora may not be possible because of the standard of living abroad. here in the homeland because of the rate of poverty and the want for wealth. Most voters are convinced by 2 cups of rice, 5,000 naira, a t-shirt or a face cap in order to vote in the wrong leaders. Bribing Nigerians in diaspora may not be so easy. Lastly, Nigeria's international ratings would increase. Countries like Germany, Canada, France are highly ranked countries that use diaspora voting in their electoral process. I think the Nigerian government should critically learn from this. In conclusion, Theodore Roosevelt said, and I quote, "A vote is like a rifle. Its usefulness depends upon the character of the user." End of quote. And so, the vote of the Nigerian diaspora should not be disregarded. I remain Barimo Clement. Thank you.
Thank you, Barimo Clement. Well done. What a way to start. Clement Barimo is 16 years old. He's our number 2 seed. He's an SS3 student at Awori Ajeremi Senior Grammar School. The first time we met him was earlier this year, and we met him in March 2022, where he made it all the way to the quarterfinal and was knocked out by Deborah Pamzat, who then went on to become our second place finisher for that tournament. His opposer is our number 15 seed. She got in through the playoffs. She's 15 years old. She's in SS2 at the International School University of Lagos. Stephanie Ame, your 3 minutes start now.
Since the history of political movements, there have been two forms of voting. One, we have foot voting. The other, we have ballot voting. Some people were not in accord with the sort of authority or democratic system being practiced where they resided, so they migrated, and as such, they exercised foot voting. According to the Nigerian constitution, foot voting and ballot voting are of equivalence in the sense that they are both rights. Foot voting, the right to political freedom and freedom of movement, while ballot voting, the right to vote in an election. Some people have clamored that those who have already foot voted should allow have the right to ballot vote, but this is not right, because if those who foot voted wanted to really participate in the democratic process of where they formally resided, they should have remained like the ballot voters who have stayed there for the betterment of that system. And as such, allowing someone who has already foot voted to also ballot vote is like affording them the opportunity to make 2 choices in the same election, and as such, it would be very unfair to the populace who have only ballot voted. With this, I say good day, moderator, panel loving pastor judges, aqua timekeeper, co-debater, and my ever attentive audience. My name is Stephanie Ame, a proud student of the International School University of Lagos, and I'll be opposing the motion which says that Nigeria shall allow diaspora voting. Diaspora refers to the group of people who have origin of a particular country but currently residing abroad. Nigeria is one of the countries with the highest diaspora population in the world. There has been many attempts to pass bills into law that will allow for diaspora voting, but these have constantly failed. The federal government have weighed the negative impact against the positive impact, and they have wondered, should we allow diaspora voting? Should we not allow diaspora voting? What should they do? They should not allow diaspora voting. Why should they not allow diaspora voting? Because of the negative impact it will have on the Nigerian residents, the Nigerian government, and even the Nigerian diaspora community themselves. What are these negative impacts? As I've said earlier, it would be very unfair to the ballot voters. Also, some people may say, oh, most countries operate diaspora voting, so it is good. Well, those countries that operate diaspora voting is because they also operate dual tax system, in the sense that they tax on their diasporas, whether you work, study, or live, or have anything to do with their country. As long as you have origin from their country, they tax on you. As such, since they are collecting your money, you have the right to be able to decide the leaders and how they use that money. But Nigeria does not operate dual tax system, so we are not obligated and do not have to practice diaspora voting. Also, most people say that, oh, remittances. Well, these remittances, they are sending it to their family members, not for the country. It's like if you have a mother in Canada, you give your mother in Canada money and you say, oh, you have the right to vote in Canadian elections. Well, things don't work that way. If they had no family in Nigeria, most of them would probably not be sending any money to Nigeria. Also, this diaspora, most of them have been out of the country for many years. Some of them were not even born in Nigeria. They are just diaspora because their parents were of Nigerian descent. So they are not in the right positions to choose our political leaders. They do not know the Nigerian system, the democratic system. They do not know our candidate, our politicians. They only know a little from what they see on the internet. And this is not sufficient enough. Also, we need permission from the host country. And if the host country denies us, this might lead to international beefing, which would decline our international relations and not be beneficial to us in the long run. Also, diaspora voting, the process is as complicated that it is costly. We have to be working with embassies, consulates. It's a global process, and it's very costly. We'll be putting out so money that we can use to educate our children, money that we can use to provide employment for our youth, to take care of our elderly. We'll be taking it out there, we'll be giving the resources out there, and we'll be receiving little in return. How is this? Because we can only establish limited police stations in other parts of the world. Because we can, for example, if another country is coming to Nigeria for diaspora voting and they establish somewhere in Port Harcourt and Rivers, what about those in Imo? What about those in Ogun? What about those in another part of the country? They cannot do it.
Thank you very much, Stephanie. Your time is up. Your time is up. Stop talking. Stop talking. Your time was up. Once you hear the bell, you stop talking. Well done. Good job. Once you hear the bell, stop talking. All right. Well done. I loved the point you made about voting with their feet. That was such a great point for a 15-year-old to make. Voting with their feet. Great point there. Thank you very much. And well done to both of you for a fantastic first round. Let's take a break. When we come back from this break, it will be time for their rebuttal round. During the rebuttal round, all the points that they have made will get shredded by their opponents. Lagos, you just heard from Stephanie Ame. Stephanie Ame is a 15-year-old student at the International School, University of Lagos. She is our number 15 seed. She got here through the playoffs. And her opposer is our number 2 seed, 16-year-old SS3 student at Awori Ajeremi Senior Grammar School, Clement Bribo, a veteran of I Beg to Differ. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Don't go away, Lagos.
The debaters are ready.
My name is Adekunle Bora.
My name is Anna
Rabo. My name is Brian McClemens.
My name is Ola Princess.
The panel of judges are ready. The judges have decided. The prize money is ready. 1 million naira. There's only one question left, Lagos. Are you, the audience, ready? It's the August edition of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament.
In line with research, Nigeria has set out an increasing number of skilled workers.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Join me from August 8th as the best student debaters go head to head.
There are different safety measures that Okada riders do flaunt.
Weekdays at 4 on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM. This tournament is supported by Webster University, RLG Communications, obiwizi.com, Booker Hot, and Storm Body Spray.
So, it's been almost 200 days of ASUU strike. Are you tired or not? Because I think I am. You know how you always say, what God cannot do does not exist. Guess what? If you've ever wanted to go to an American University Ghana campus is taking applications for its undergraduate and graduate programs for August and October intakes. I mean, you can get a scholarship to study computer science, management, psychology, media studies, or international relations. Webster also has its master's degrees in business, international relations, and human resource management. I mean, this gives you an opportunity to start your college education in Ghana and finish in the US of A, USA, Europe, or Asia. If you're looking for more details on this information, all you have to do is call the number 091-223-74818, 091-223-74818 now for more details.
Thank you again to our sponsors, Webster University. Thank you as well to obiwizi.com, RLG Communications. Thank you to Booker Hot. Thank you to Storm Body Spray for making this possible. I am Sandra Ezekwesili. Welcome back. You have heard the first round of today's round of 16 debate between Brimo Clement, who is 16 years old in SS3 at Awori Ajeremi Senior Grammar School. He's our number 2 seed. You heard from our number 15 seed, who's also 15 years old in SS2 at the International School, University of Lagos. Her name is Stephanie Ame. They both just debated that Nigeria should allow diaspora voting. It's now time for the second round. For this second round, our motion opposer will start. Stephanie Ame, your 2 minutes start now.
Thank you. I would like to appreciate my opponent for the argument raised. He said not allowing Nigerians in diaspora to vote is disenfranchisement. Actually, it is not, because the constitution does not provide for it, so it is not disenfranchisement. It will be if the constitution provided for it, but since it does not, it is not. And also, the constitution is too cumbersome to allow diaspora voting. He also talked about political participation, or political participation from people who are not really aware of how our system goes. They can even undermine our elections at the end of the day. He said its usefulness depends on the character of the user. Well, are you saying that the Nigerians don't have character? Are you saying that we don't have, like, we're not showing what we believe in? Why do you think that Nigerians in diaspora are better than us? That means you're undermining your own country. You're saying that because they're abroad, they're better than us, they have a better way of thinking than us. But Nigerians here, they also have a good mental reasoning. They also have a good mental reasoning. You also say many countries use diaspora voting. As I've said earlier, it is because of those countries' operate dual tax system. You said that the said bribery of diaspora is not possible. The same way you are undermining people in Nigeria. The reason why most of them are doing quite in bribery is because we do not have a good democratic system. And as such, they are very poor. But we have character. Being abroad doesn't make you be a better person than those in Nigeria. You also talked about remittances. I also said earlier that remittances, you are sending money to your family, so you are not sending money to the betterment of the country. You also talked about patriotism. Well, the Nigerians in diaspora, they can be patriotic. They can campaign for us. They can pay taxes to better our government. They don't have to compulsorily vote because it will be even taking more from us. They know what we'll be spending. They know how much expenditure we'll be making. So even they will not want us to go into something like that will be draining so much from us and making our countries go down during the more. And even when they even decide in this election, and anything wrong happens, them deciding might just be as well be the reason why we have the wrong leader. And then also our country will continue to go down the drain while they continue to have a nice time wherever it is. You also said it will lead to protest. How will it lead to protest? Because if the diasporas, they are really patriotic towards us and they really want what is best for us, they know that diaspora voting is not what is best for us. After all, we're not obligated, we don't operate dual tax system, so they will know it's not best for us because of the expenditure and how much it will be taken away from us. Also, the structure and organization of Nigeria is not okay for diaspora voting. So, I believe with the points I've raised, I've convinced you that diaspora voting should not be allowed. Thank you very much.
Stephanie Ame, the motion opposer, well done. Good job. And now we move to her opposer, our number two seat, 16 years old in SS3 at our Warrior Jeremy Senior Grammar School, Clement Brimo. Your 2 minutes start now.
With all protocols being duly observed, I remain Brimo Clement, and I am here to refute the points made by my opponent. My opponent said that the Nigerians in diaspora voted with their foot by leaving the country. Well, let me ask you this. If you have a company in a place where people don't buy your product, won't you move? When you see that things are not working well for you, won't you leave where you are situated to a better place? So now, why are you saying that the Nigerians in diaspora vote with their foot by leaving their country? And my opponent also said that Nigeria has the highest number of people in diaspora. Well, like I would tell you that not only Nigeria, Ghana has a lot of people outside the country, and they are using diaspora voting. Other countries in Africa are also using diaspora voting. You also said that some negative impacts, like it to be unfair to the ballot voters. How would this be unfair to the ballot voters? Because they left the country and they want to vote. They are indigenous. They are part of Nigeria. They are flesh and blood. The blood of the Nigerians run in them. So not letting them vote is really bad. She also made the point on when they send in remittance, it is of the benefit of their family members and not to Nigeria. So why is it recorded that our GDP increased? It affects our GDP. It affects our economy. She also said those voters abroad, they were born abroad, so they don't have much information about the country, so they should not be allowed to vote. Now, other countries that use diaspora voting have other voters that born abroad. Most of them might never have entered the country also. So not letting Nigerians in diaspora to vote is not going to be fair. So when we look at the internet, the widest way of spreading information, everything that has to do with the Nigerian constitution is there. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Clement Brimo. Good job. Let's take a break. When we come back from this break, we'll find out if we have a clear winner or if this will go into tiebreaker. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. You're listening to I Beg to Differ, a debate tournament for students in secondary school here in Lagos. And you've just heard two of the finest debaters in Lagos debate that Nigeria should allow diaspora voting. Thank you so much to all of our sponsors and our partners for making this possible. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Hey, Ben, Mr. Study Abroad, welcome back.
Thanks, Monet. I missed Accra, but I'll never forget the canals of the Netherlands and beautiful St. Louis in the U.S. I really feel like a global citizen.
That's the Webster Advantage, a quality American degree, small class sizes, top-notch campus facilities, and the chance to spend up to a school year in the U.S., Europe, or Asia.
Apply now to become a Webster University student for undergraduate studies or to pursue a master's program.
Call 0912-237-4818 and visit webster.edu.gh today.
The debaters are ready.
My name is Adike Deborah.
My name is Anna
Rabo. My name is Brian McClement.
My name is Ola Princess.
The panel of judges are ready.
The judges have decided.
The prize money is ready. 1 million naira. There's only one question left, Lagos. Are you, the audience, ready? It's the August edition of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament.
In line with research, Nigeria sets out an increasing number of skilled workers.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Join me from August 8th as the best student debaters go head to head.
There are different safety measures that Okada riders do flaunt.
Weekdays at 4 on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM. This tournament is supported by Webster University, RLG Communications, obiwizi.com, Book a Heart, and Storm Body Spray.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to I Beg to Differ on 99.3 Nigeria Info. There is no tie. The scores are in and we have a clear winner. In the presentation round, Clement Brimo scored 31. Stephanie Amer scored 34. For presentation style, Clement scored 26. Stephanie scored 20. In the rebuttal round, Clement scored 23. Stephanie scored 32. For rebuttal style, Clement and Stephanie tie at 20. The judges deducted points from each of our debaters today from the presentation round because they both wrote down points before the debate started, and they know that they're not supposed to write down anything on their pieces of paper until the debate starts and they're taking down the points of their opposers. So with 106 to 100, our next debater moving on to the quarterfinals next week. Stephanie Ame, congratulations and well done.
Thank you, ma.
Clement, it was good to see you again.
Thank you.
I hope we see you again. This was fantastic. You don't think we're going to see you again? You're graduating? You're leaving secondary school? Okay, well, it was still good to see you. And thank you for coming back. Thank We've got you. Gifts for you downstairs from Booker Hot. Well done to both of you. Congratulations, Stephanie. We're going to see you next week for the quarterfinals. You're going to get an email from us telling you what you'll be debating next. Well done.
Thank
and remember,
you.
Of course, as our number two seed, you were in the top 10% out of 300 debaters. Well done, Clement. And it was good to see you.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Thank you very much. Lagos, let's take a break. When we come back from this break, you'll hear from our second set of debaters. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili.
The debaters are ready.
My name is Adike Deborah.
My name is Anna
Rabo. My name is Brian McClement.
My name is Ola Princess.
The panel of judges are ready.
The judges have decided.